At this point, phase two has not been completed. Does that include Children's Museum that you're talking
about? So the Children's Museum will be on the very south end. It bookends the south end of the site. We're right now concepting. We've got two or three different ideas for the phase two and kind of what we call phase three on the south end of Crow Creek. But the Children's Museum is there, and then trying to decide how much park. We're looking at what's successful, what are we missing on the main park. We're seeing how people are interacting with it. We'll be studying that for the next year. Then we'll be looking at what that phase two and phase three looks like and feels like.
So in 2018, how many years out are we for that phase two?
Probably 3 years out from starting construction, maybe 2 years. We have a lot of ideas right now, just on the first 100 days, what that'll look like. But right now, using it for temporary parking.
Concept in progress, then, apparently, at this point.
Yes.
It seems like I could ask you about any little thing, and you've got a story to add to it. Is there some that I am missing that you'd say, I'd like to talk about such and such that I haven't even touched on here?
People always ask what the hardest engineering or construction parts were. I always find that a fascinating question because not everything is just as easy as planting a tree. There are three things that were really hard to design and build. The roof on the boathouse, the head walls for the land bridges, and the fireplace that's right behind me. Those were the three most difficult to design or build. I'll real quickly tell you, the boathouse roof was going to be a fabric roof like the Denver International Airport or our arrivals area here at the Tulsa International Airport. And we had straight line 76-mile-an-hour winds about 5 years ago, right in the middle of the design. We had just finished the design, and that was the highest clocked wind speed in Tulsa. It took trees and power poles down, if you remember. It was in a July time frame. Mm-hmm. That fabric roof could never have withstood 76-mile-an-hour straight-line winds. So we went back to the drawing board and came up with those composite fiberglass panels system. The design of it and constructing it and getting them all put together and assembled, every part of that from design all the way through to construction was pretty difficult. The head walls are a compound angle on the faces of those head walls. When you pour concrete, it would fill up the form and come up the face of the form, and they had little bubbles. But we had expansion joint issues. The engineers took an extra 3 months to redesign the expansion joints systems. We had a set of forms we had to use, two sets that we used four times. So the head walls were something that were difficult to engineer and difficult to build. Then the fireplace, it's an oval shape, and it goes from the ground all the way up. We had people telling us it couldn't be built, but we had a company, Unique Metals, out of Kansas. These guys came down, and they had such a can-do attitude about trying to figure out how to make it work with the architects, and they were able to get it built. The metal structure inside this is almost a building into and of itself.
You only
see a portion of it, but you can walk into it, and it's this whole system. But the metalwork that's inside holding that up, I mean, it's quite astounding. But those were the three most difficult to design and build on the park.
You didn't just build a park and say, here, use it. You've referred to programming several times. That's real crucial to the park's use. We have to give you ways to use it, ideas to use it. That obviously continues on as long as this park is open. Talk to us.
That's the purpose. And I always tell people, you know, as beautiful as it is, and it is, it's astounding, and it's only going to get more beautiful as time goes on. And this young landscape grows up into a mature landscape. It's just going to make it an even more special place.
But you're creating events.
It's breathing the life into the park.
There you go.
And we got that inspiration from the coasts. You have to think about the way big cities use parks. You know, people have apartments or condominiums or townhouses, and they don't have yards. They don't have front yards and backyards. As Oklahomans, we're very fortunate with all the land we have. But consequently, we kind of take it for granted in the middle part of the United States. We found parks on the coasts is a place where people come together. They don't have front yards and backyards, so on weekends they go to their neighborhood parks, and they use their parks as kind of their front yard or backyard. Consequently, parks departments engage people, and by engaging people, it's engaging everyone in the neighborhood or people that travel or visit to the park. There's art shows. There's just tons of things that happen in parks on the coast that we didn't have or we don't do here in Tulsa. So this park has a very active programming staff. In fact, Cimarex is our very first company to endow our programming, and we're working right now to get more endowment money for park programming, but that's what's breathing life into the park. And it's not just bands and music. It's also things for kids. It's reading. It's creating these spaces for people to find different ways to use it. The game table that we're sitting at. That's really what people think about. And I always would tell people when we were talking about the park, about Guthrie Green, I would say to them when I would speak to a group, how many people have been to Guthrie Green? They'd all raise their hands. How many people remember what color the restaurant is? No one would even remember. Like, they remember there's a restaurant and they'd eaten there, but they wouldn't remember what color or what it looked like. I'd ask them, why did you go there? And people would immediately tell you a band they saw or an activity they took their kids to. And that's where the emotional attachment to a place like a park is about. Tony and his team have just done a masterful job of creating those connections. That's what Tulsans are going to remember about the gathering place. Oh, yes, it'll be beautiful. Oh, yes, attentive to detail. Oh, they're mesmerized by it. But it's those little connections, the things they do with each other, and those memories that are really, I think, going to be what's lasting about the park.
We've been open. I said we, because as Tulsans, we begin to feel it is ours. I said we, because that's the feeling I got. Isn't that a great feeling to you to know that we feel like it's ours?
That's what I love about it. And if I had a dollar for every time someone told me, hey, we're hosting Thanksgiving at our house because we're going to take all of our family or our friends to the gathering place to see it. And if I had a dollar for every time someone said that, I'd be super rich. And what was really rewarding was from the weekend before Thanksgiving through the Sunday after Thanksgiving, the park was packed. In fact, we almost had as many people that week that we did the entire opening weekend. You would walk around the park and you could just tell there were large families, you know, grandparents, cousins, parents and kids. You'd listen to them giving tours to their out-of-town guests.
Yeah.
Hey, look at look at our playground. Look at this tower. They were talking about it as it was theirs.
Yes.
Incredibly rewarding.
Yeah.